I was one of the few who, having read widely, was opposed to the lockdowns.
We need to lock down.
To compulsory vaccinations.
It's not a choice to get vaccinated.
To closing schools, to shutting down business, to preventing Australians from leaving the country.
Travel ban will be placed.
You're coming to the country.
Unable to enter the country.
Dishing out money to everybody.
There will be another wave of income support.
And sending debt spiralling towards $1 trillion.
Hundreds of billions of dollars are now being spent to keep the economy on life support.
But you're still talking about deficits for at least the next 10 years.
We were told everything was free. Free tests, free vaccinations, free masks.
Governments are throwing enormous amounts of money at the problem.
We have no idea what all of this free stuff cost us, and we're not being told.
It's impossible to put a price on the human cost of this catastrophe.
We were run by dictators.
From 9 p.m. to 5 a.m, you cannot leave your home.
We'll be turning Western Australia into an island within an island, our own country.
We had a pretty frank discussion about the fact that a big step needed to be taken. But if we didn't take that step, people would die.
And to our discredit, we surrendered. So now we have an inquiry, or do we?
We've got an inquiry which has no real power to investigate anything. Can't look at what the state governments were doing.
But the states were the architects of the impositions on the freedoms of Australians, which would make some totalitarian regimes blush.
Melbourne, the world's most locked down city during the COVID pandemic.
West Australian parents who are unvaccinated will be banned from seeing their own sick children in the state's hospitals.
If you are anti-mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is.
I did all the right things and your government locked me out. If my father was dying, and I will never, ever forget you.
But didn't Labor make a lot of noise about a royal commission when the Senate COVID-19 committee, chaired by Gallagher, recommended one on the eve of the federal election? Were the voters lied to?
Yes, that was just a convenient political ploy.
There are families out there watching us who've lost people.
What's the message for the public? It's safe.
Or are severely damaged in a health sense from vaccinations and boosters.
Caitlin complied and immediately suffered adverse reactions.
My girl was murdered. She was murdered. I want someone to be accountable.
And of course we were told vaccinations would stop the spread and they don't.
We'll also help protect your mum and dad, your grandparents.
There's people out there who can't work. Can't work because they're not vaccinated. Did you say 3,000 nurses in Queensland?
In Queensland.
Unable to get return to their employment because they're not vaccinated?
Correct.
At a time when we don't have teachers, don't have nurses, and don't have policemen. I mean, will we ever know what Big Pharma was paid? What impact has this had on children, who whole raft of their education has been lost, of the crushing of civil liberties, people in the streets with guns, people couldn't come out of their homes? Hey, what about the assessment of the truth of the advice that we were being given?
The Northern Territory has recorded one new case of COVID-19. We'll enter a full lockdown for 72 hours.
There's simply no option today but to further strengthen this lockdown and to, on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, extend it.
Given exemptions for people in entertainment and film.
A horse deworming tablet, ivermectin, that gives you the runs and that puts some people in hospital.
Everybody, thanks for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
The truth.
That's right.
Where do you get that from? Where did you get this stuff that you're belching out every day? No assessment. Give us a slip of paper that justifies what you are doing. Never did a piece of paper appear.
And they think this will be taken over, as you say, by other issues, when in fact, this is an issue we should not forget.